Welcome to Take on the Lake. I've got a story for you.
Hey everybody, welcome to Take on the Lake with Lake Expo. I'm Nathan Bechtold, and on our show today, we've got two guests, and it's not crowded in here at all with our two guests, not even a little bit. In fact, there's just like mega energy in this room, like so much that I almost want to escape from this room.
Good verbiage.
Right now. That was bad. But we have Drew Buesen with Lake Escape.
Yeah.
And Evan.
Evan Buesen, the same thing.
Evan Buesen.
The same thing.
We're related.
You are related?
Yeah.
Are you seriously kidding me right now?
No, we're brothers.
I'm learning this like in this moment. Like, I just thought.
In real time.
I really didn't know this. I knew you as Evan.
So. We're brothers. We're from the same spot. Came from the same place.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, right.
That's what happens if you're related.
Usually, yeah, yeah. Nice. All right.
We don't need to go into details.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, no, we got that. Yeah, we got that covered.
We both escaped the same womb, in fact, Nathan.
All right, so we got Drew Buesen and Evan Buesen on the show.
That's it.
And we're going to talk a little bit about Lake Escape, what you guys have going on next in addition to Lake Escape. We're going to just go ahead and get a confession right out here. This is our second take of this show.
Take two.
Because my phone that I record our episodes on filled up storage last interview when I didn't know it, and we got done, and I went and checked, and that didn't record at all.
That was the most perfect interview ever.
It was, but I have it recorded for the audio version, so it's going to be out there. The audio listeners get the perfect one. This is going to be just like the rough second take.
Well, we brought Evan in on the second one. He wasn't here on the first one.
Yeah, so now it's kind of like the video exclusive, and then we got the audio exclusive. So you know, whatever, you could listen to both actually, and just get new info on each one.
Maybe you can fact check.
Yeah, yeah. After that interview, I was so frustrated though, Jamie, that I literally went out and bought a new iPhone. Sorry, Brent. I charge it to the company, but it's all right. I'm using it for
tax deductible, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Because I was like, I can't handle this anymore. So we're actually, I think we're good on this one. But let's talk a little background. Did you guys start Lake Escape together? Or
yeah.
Okay. I'm literally going to learn stuff. This is not like a scripted thing here because Evan and I don't really know each other. Yeah. I know Drew well, but I don't know Evan. So you guys started Lake Escape together when?
2017.
Okay.
We were playing some board games at my place and we were talking and we were like, we should probably do that. Do something. I don't think any of us had a job at the time that we're like working for ourselves. We were working for other people and I wanted to work for myself. I think nobody does something better than you, than yourselves. So we took that and kind of ran with it. We went out, got a loan, opened it up, paid it off pretty quick. And here we are
ninth summer.
So we were on the strip for 8 years.
Right.
We bought our own building. It's across the street from Andy's Frozen Custard in Osage Beach. We bought that last year and spared no expense on moving the facility. And with our rooms, we weren't able to just pick them up and move them. We had to completely rebuild.
Yeah, because every single room, this very specifically put together. And I'm sure the room dimensions.
The dimensions
the
are
same
different.
As what you had on the strip.
The height was different.
Right. So everything changes in it because an escape room, literally every single thing in the room matters.
Yep.
So yeah. So, I can imagine that was a special experience.
Yeah, I aged like 30 years last year. I didn't start noticing my age until last year.
Right.
Moving this thing. But we had some really great help from some local contractors, including Low Volt, Jordan and Tyler over at Low Volt. They helped us out a ton. Yep. We ran over a mile of cable in that building. The way we set everything up was specific to how we wanted it instead of having to work around the building parameters at the old location. We gutted the building, rebuilt it, and we're really excited. We're getting ready to start our fourth room, maximizing square footage there. It's going to be called Hexed Hollow. Mm-hmm. There's a live reptile in there that we lovingly call Peanut Butter.
Peanut Butter.
Peanut Butter, the Burmese python.
Yep.
It's going to be a witch and wizard type room. Mm-hmm. Kind of plays on Harry Potter a little bit.
Okay.
Fun witch and wizard.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. I didn't know that was part of the context there.
Yep. Harry Potter thing. In the first Harry Potter, he makes that window disappear.
Mm-hmm. I watched it with my kids. The other day, that's a go-to.
It's a Burmese python, so that's why it's part of the room.
Yeah.
All of our rooms, like if you go and listen to our first interview, we have so many specific things that we have, whether it's some of the answers to the clues are my kids' birthdays, Evan's birthday, my birthday, the Rembrandt that we talked about.
I know
about.
All your kids' birthdays by heart, so I actually will have kind of a leg up on these.
See,
rooms.
Perfect.
That's not creepy you could at all.
Yeah,
actually,
that's,
I really don't know.
That's weird that you know that.
Yeah.
I don't even know it half the time.
I have to think about it.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of the homages that we have in some of the rooms are really not specific to the room, and you don't need to know it was my mm-hmm. birthday, or you don't have to know that there was a Burmese mm-hmm. python in Harry Potter, but the people that do...
It's fun to know the backstory. I mean, this is the value of having an interview, is that you get some of like the Easter eggs in the rooms. And the one that we talked about on our round one of this, which we'll talk about here now too, is whenever I did
Lakeview Heist.
Lakeview Heist, which is set up as like a museum where you're trying to steal what is it that you're stealing from the museum?
A Mayan idol of fertility. It's the same one from the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Indiana Jones, where he takes that bag of sand.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. So you're stealing this like gold kind of icon thing. Yep. And in the room, there's a painting. And this is not an actual clue. This is just an Easter egg, cool thing. Huge painting on the wall, and it's a Rembrandt painting. It's not the original. We know why it's not the original.
Yeah.
And it's The Storm on the Sea of Galilee. So you can go look it up, Google it, The Storm on the Sea of Galilee by Rembrandt. Awesome painting. I wasn't actually a huge Rembrandt. I mean, I like him okay, but I went and bought that painting after I did that escape room.
Yeah.
Because I read about it. I was like, well, that's an interesting painting. And I went and I asked you or I Googled it or something. And it has a really, really fascinating backstory that connects to the whole story of the room.
Do you remember the day it was stolen?
No, I don't remember.
It was March 18th because it was the day after the St. Patrick's Day parade in Boston. And we opened Lakeview Heist on March 18th, which that day was on the Strip. And it was the St. Patrick's Day parade. So little homages like that.
That's cool.
Are pretty cool. So it was the largest art heist in modern day history.
Yep.
It's still...
Still gone.
Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't still
know.
Gone.
Early 90s. What would you say it was?
It was March 18th, 1990.
1990. Okay, yeah. So been gone
35
years. I can do math.
You're old.
We're old. I was hoping it was just 25.
Yeah, I thought 1990 was 10 years ago.
Yeah, Michael Jordan just retired, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, so it's been gone 35 years. And yeah, like most famous art heist and arguably like one of the most famous paintings ever stolen, realistically, still gone. As you said, it's behind some
mantle. In some mafiosos.
Yeah. Who just knows that he has it and
that's
enough for him. Yeah, that's where it is. I mean, inevitably.
It's actually at Lake Escape. It's
right. Yeah,
it's on the wall.
For that too. Yeah, but so that's pretty cool. And there's tons of cool like Easter eggs and little hat tips to different things throughout the rooms.
Within the room itself, it has like 9 or 10 little Easter eggs of like different movies that we enjoy.
From National Treasure to Indiana Jones.
Jurassic Park.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Hellraiser is one that nobody gets. The little cube from Hellraiser.
We got the almanac from Back to the Future.
Iconic.
So yeah.
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 Iconic.
Favorite
movies.
Trilogy. Yeah. It's my favorite trilogy.
Back to the Future is?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah.
So you guys how many rooms have you done in total over the years that you've been open? Can you count them?
I can. We started with 2 rooms, Waterwall and Lost at Sea. And those were first-gen rooms, so it was a lot of boxes with a lock on it.
Mm-hmm.
The way that we do the rooms now, everything's digital. It's programmable. All the wires come back to a main central computer, so we can actually see which puzzles you've done in the room.
Yeah, the person that's running the command center
can see
where your progress
is. So on Waterwall and Lost at Sea, we had to pay attention the whole time, and it was a pain to reset.
Yeah, if you got several people doing it at once.
Yeah, it was a zoo. Then we had Hostage Hotel. Those were our original like 3.
Message in a bottle.
That's right. We were putting messages in a bottle and throwing it under the door.
Yeah.
Honestly. I can't believe we made it.
Hey, man, you got to start somewhere.
Oh, my gosh.
That was rough.
So those are the first 3. And then we got rid of Waterwall and did Dr. Lakenstein, which was one of my favorite rooms. Again, it was a Gen 2 room.
Mm-hmm.
So all the different puzzles were all...
Mix and match.
Yeah, it was a hodgepodge of puzzles. And going in and turning the room on was a scientific experiment in itself. Like, if one puzzle went down... It was pretty rough.
That room was so great. Our team got so close to finishing that room. That's like maybe the worst.
Yep.
It's one thing when you're like, oh gosh, you guys were like, another 30 minutes.
Yep.
But we knew that we were doing the last thing and then time went out.
Yep.
We were like, no, but that room was awesome. That was a tough
room.
Yeah.
That was a tough room.
After that, we did Midnight on the Bayou and Dead Man's Hand, which was a...
Keep on forgetting those.
Yeah.
Dead Man's Hand was, I think, my favorite.
You love that piano.
I loved the piano.
Like the speakeasy stuff.
Yeah. Shout out to Craig Speakeasy Allen and vibe was Justin.
So cool. Yeah.
They helped on that puzzle. Cool. Craig Allen and Justin Eads, they did an awesome job.
That one's not live anymore, is it?
No, that one's
dead. So we could talk about one of my favorite things in the room. There's the piano. And then also there was the gun that you had to point at.
The laser?
One of my team members figured this out, and we were like, you're a genius. And then I was like, wow. Drew and Evan are geniuses because it was the pictures on the wall where he sits in a chair and you can and you realize like, oh, the whole narrative here is that he's like knocking them off with his gun and there's one that hadn't been knocked off yet.
Yep.
And you had to like with the laser gun do that. And it
I wonder
like
where that laser gun is.
That was brilliant. Dude, that was such a great moment.
I don't know.
It's in our garage.
We talked about like the dopamine hit when you when you solve
a puzzle.
A puzzle. Yeah. Just in real life. Like anytime you solve a thing that you're just is like breaking your brain and you solve it, there's this feeling that's like almost nothing else. It's this dopamine hit. And that, I mean, escape rooms literally just made to just like push that button over and over and over for you.
It's a little euphoric because at least for me, whenever I do escape rooms, not our escape rooms, it's a little euphoric whenever you do that or whenever that puzzle gets completed because it is a little abstract, a little off the beaten path. I mean, escape rooms are kind of geared toward, I mean, there's nothing really like them other than escape rooms. It's such a niche. So whenever you do kind of figure that kind of stuff out, it's pretty cool. Pretty clever of how like the brain works of like how people are putting these puzzles together.
It's
so
great.
It's pretty cool.
So those six were our first original ones. And then we kicked it into high gear, really going all digital.
Mm-hmm.
RFIDs, read switches, and Arduinos. So we use Python as our programming software to program the Arduinos. So that way, whenever you place an item here, something happens on the other side of the room. So those were our original six. And then we put in Blue Cat Cabin.
Kind of a spinoff of Ozark.
Yep.
Yep.
And then
that one's fun.
Lakeview Museum or Lakeview Heist. And then Curse of the Pharaoh's Passage.
And
we built those at the old location, and then we moved and we rebuilt them. So we're up to 9, and then we rebuilt them again, so that's 12, and now Hex Hollow is 13. So Hex Hollow is our lucky number 13, which I just figured
kind
that
of
out.
Feeling that's pretty
oh, that's
cool.
funny.
Now.
So, so if somebody has done – so the ones from the previous location that are at the new one are the Pharaoh's Tomb – Lakeview Heist and
Blue Cat Cabin.
Yeah. If you did those at the other one, are they familiar enough to where you should probably say, well, I'm going to go ahead and just do the Hexed Hollow?
Or I would probably recommend doing Hexed Hollow.
They're not totally reinvented.
They're not reinvented.
Yeah, okay.
There's a couple new puzzles in Curse of the Pharaoh's Passage that we added.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to make that a little bit more of our difficult room.
Okay.
Hexed Hollow is going to be a little bit above that. So we have our two low grade, mid grade, and then the tough one.
The low grade are Blue Cat Cabin and
Heist.
Heist.
Those are our entry level
escape
rooms. And
then Pharaoh's Passage, and then Hex Hollow.
Hex Hollow
is going to be the hardest one.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
With peanut butter.
Yeah, I was going to say extra hard because there's a snake in the
That's
room.
It.
Yeah.
Some people don't
it's
like that.
It's not wild in the room. It's not
it's
like going to drop on you while you're doing
the
escape room. It's behind glass or something.
Definitely.
On the website, it's going to say that there's a live reptile in like display in the room. We're not trying to scare anybody or surprise them with you know,
a snake
in there,
it just
but it's
adds
definitely
a certain,
in there.
Je ne sais quoi.
That's right.
Room,
that's right. So it will be in there, and you'll have to look in the tank and see a few things. Like it's going to be part of the room.
Okay.
But you're not going to have to actually. PETA would probably come after us if you had to do something with the snake.
Yeah, and PETA knows about the Lake of the Ozarks.
They
already,
do.
So
you know they you got know, that Tanya Haddix on lockdown.
I know they don't like it.
Hey, is Ozark Safari or is the safari still open?
I heard that it was.
I drove it's by the other open. Day and it said open, but I thought I saw something.
I thought she was supposed to close. Well, I'm not going to get into that because I have no idea.
And moving on.
Yeah,
real so, quick. Like we're moving
really
off that real
fast.
Quick. Yeah.
Into so that's what you guys have been doing with Lake Escape for coming up on a decade, not quite.
Ninth summer. Yep.
Yeah, and so then. What's new, is the location, and people should know that because obviously lots of folks have found you since you moved there, but there's still going to be a lot of people that drive down to
right
the
around 15,000 have found us since we moved.
Really?
As of this morning, yeah.
Awesome. Nice. So people should know, if they don't already know, that you're in Osage Beach. I like this location. It's just as great as the Strip location in terms of there's stuff. It's right there. Like you were saying before, it's increasingly kind of like a cool hub of Osage Beach right there by the Grand Glaze Bridge. There's Andy's. There's some restaurants.
We got the Oasis coming in and the potential of two hotels less than a mile from us. So
in between.
You know,
yep.
You know, geographically, I think it's a great move for the future of our business. Absolutely. And the future of Lake of the Ozarks. If I think of where the heart of Lake of the Ozarks is, I think it's our
bridge.
Building.
It's
the Grand Glaze Bridge. Yeah.
Because it's anything on the west side of it is, you know, Camdenton. Anything on this side is Lake Ozark and Osage Beach.
Right. So I mean, mentally, at least, and that's even, how people kind of conceive of that.
Yeah, and even on the water, it's very much so like that. Right. I mean, if you go up, you know, down the river, it's, you know, you're going towards the dam. Right. And you go down, I guess, up the river.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, you know, right at the 19-20 mile marker, you know, close to water. You can't get there on water, but... You know, land, sea, doesn't matter. Right. I feel like we're in a great spot.
Unless you got a friend at Topside or Condos, you could.
Sure.
It's true.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe. That's right. Should I recommend that or not? But yeah.
So with that even in mind, we wanted to try to figure out a way that we could build for the future. So we're proud to announce, and it's kind of been out there. We've been teasing it a little bit, but we haven't actually dropped an open date for it because we want to make sure that we're comfortable with the product that we're putting out there, because we all of our products, we want to have a high quality service for all of our guests. Mm-hmm. But we have digital axe throwing coming in, a full service bar, and food trucks coming in very quickly. We're going to put several food trucks on the back lot. That way we're offering food, but I don't have to cook it. You want me to cook your food.
Yeah.
We'll be providing the bar. So we're going to have soft drinks and adult beverages, and then four axe throwing lanes. Currently, they're outside. They're undercover, but they're outside. It's going to be real swanky outdoor patio with green AstroTurf, some yard games.
Cool.
We're going to have TVs up for the game, have a little stage, so we're going to have live music, maybe some open mic nights, axe throwing leagues, and we have big aspirations for the future, so we're not going to stop there, but we have to stop somewhere to make sure that we have the support of the community so we can continue to grow this thing.
That is a great like next growth point.
It's
like what you're doing with that, axe throwing, food truck, something to drink, a place to hang out and watch a game or just throw bags or whatever the other stuff, outdoor kind of stuff you're going to have, makes it a place to be for longer. Because as Lake Escape, it's a place you go for an hour and have a great time and then leave.
How do we get you for another hour?
Yeah.
How do we get you and your family out of a great time? And now you don't have to worry about your 17-year-old daughter wanting a specific food and your wife wanting something different and the boy wants barbecue. Well, we're going to have several options. Brilliant. Right there. And we're only going to talk about the axe throwing and the bar and a couple of the food trucks. We have big aspirations for the future that we're not going to share now because I don't want to promise something. And
we'll
then
talk about those in a future episode.
That's
right.
That's it.
That's right.
That's cool. 2, 3, and 4.
That's cool. Why?
So this is coming out the first week of June, right? So we should be very close to open. I don't want to put a time on it, but I'm hoping for June 13th.
Okay.
That's National Axe Throwing Day.
Oh, nice.
Lucky number 13.
Number 13. Yeah, and Hex Hall is our 13th escape room that we built. And it'd be great to open on June 13th to the general public. Now, I'd love to invite you and your Lake Expo team to come and try it beforehand, but I'm sure we'll have to get the occupancy list or permit from the city of Osage before we move forward.
So we can only do so much, but our hands are tied, whenever it comes to that. So keeping our fingers crossed. Obviously, we want to get open, sooner and later, to get the summer going and get that support from the community and then, hopefully do some more fun things yet to be determined in the fall.
I've never done axe throwing. I mean, I've thrown an axe,
Who at?
Nobody in particular.
Just
throwing it back in the barn or
something.
Oh, good.
Accidentally. Do you always do something accidentally?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Accidentally.
There it is. Nice. Don't have any accidents, though.
So something really cool with the axe throwing, and I want you to come in and try it. Like I was saying earlier, we try to elevate and just give a really great experience and quality product to all of our guests that come in. These aren't just going to be axe targets with a target painted on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing is there's a software out there called Excitement, and it's a digital projection screen. So whenever you go to the bowling alley, you put in your team or you put in your name, then your next guest puts in the name. So it keeps score for you at the bowling alley.
Right.
Well, we have the same software, but for axe throwing.
Right.
Instead of just a normal target, you're going to have the possibility to play like Connect Four or Tic-Tac-Toe or Battleship. Or if you just had a bad breakup, we could put your ex's face on the board as
that's
the bullseye.
Yeah.
It, you know, if the Chiefs are playing that the Raiders, we can put the there Raiders logo up there. Is that better for you? Yeah.
That wouldn't be accidentally. I'm putting that up on the wall for a reason.
So yeah. All four are going to have.
Just kind of like think
it's therapy. It's like a therapy session.
It is a therapy session. Yeah.
So the programming that we bought, that we got is very similar. It's not similar, but just kind of consider Topgolf, where it's got so many different variety of games
that gamifies.
Yeah, so it's you know, you're not just throwing an axe at a wood, you know, a wooden target, you know, a bullseye. You know, it's a multi-purpose, multifunctional system that
and it also keeps the score for you. So there's readers at the target, so whenever you throw the axe, it knows where it landed and it auto scores for you. So if you've never done axe throwing like you, good sir, don't worry. We'll set it up. We'll show you how to throw it, and it will keep the score for you and your squad that you bring in.
Okay.
We can have 6 people per lane, so we can handle up to 24 axe throwers at a time. Have to have closed-toed shoes, and it has to be 10 and up. Nobody under 10.
Gotcha. How do you throw it? A lot of people just bounce
with your hand
all the time, or is it
with your hand?
So I've not ever thrown one. So
it's all in your elbow. Yep. So keep your wrist locked, and then you just, it's just
there's two ways to throw it.
You just let your hand open and let it go.
Okay. Two ways to throw it. You can do the single hand, or you can do your two hand overhead throw, and you want one rotation. In your 15 feet that you throw.
So there's a little technique.
And our axe tenders will tender to every need. They'll get you a beer, then they'll give you a weapon, then they'll show you how to throw that said weapon.
Right.
Alcohol and weapons.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what the United States was built on, friend.
That's it.
It's not totally untrue, actually. Even for people that haven't done it before, there's a little training. You can go out there and figure it out. It'd be fun. And then again, plan on coming out around a mealtime. You don't have to even really plan a meal outside of that, because there'll be food trucks. What's the food trucks timeline? They're going to be there during the day or whatever. How's that going to be set up?
Really going to concentrate on Thursday to Sunday.
Okay.
It's a third party business on our site.
Sure.
So I can't promise anything of operational hours, but whenever we lease to them, we definitely want them to be open Thursday, Friday, Saturday minimum.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out as we go, but it will definitely be a weekend experience. Depending on how busy it is, it might be a noon to 9 thing.
Mm-hmm.
It might just be a dinner thing. Right. We're just going to do a lot of trial and error, and a lot depends on the community. And if the supply is there and the demand is there, then we want to be able to offer that.
Yeah, folks can come out and hang out for a while.
And the tourists.
And the tourists.
The tourists.
That's the reason why we're all here, I believe.
Right.
But, obviously having that local community support, that's first and foremost for us. Drew and I have always wanted to build something to give back to the community, serve the community of the place that we live. And
something
different for
people to do that live here.
Yeah, and we are trying to create a place where simply we would want to go.
Right.
And we'd want to bring our family. And we're trying to create not only a fun social vibe for that date night, and then also we're all trying to cater for that family, the 10 to up year old kids, so
all the way up to corporate events.
We're trying to stay within that realm and still be family oriented, and that's kind of our forte. That's kind of
our
MO. That's what we want.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I think again, you guys already were doing that at the old location. And I think it sounds like you're going to be able to kind of double
just
down.
Kind of expand that. On that. Yeah.
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 I felt terrible for a lot of the families this past weekend with Memorial Day. It was wonderful for us.
Right. Because you're inside.
People are asking and they'd come in and say, what else can we do at the lake on a rainy weekend? Mm-hmm. And really, you could count it on a couple hands.
Andy's.
Andy's, Minor Mike's, the indoor go-karts at Minor Mike's, us. But really, for the most part, if it's a rainy weekend,
the trampoline park,
Devin over there at the trampoline park. But that caters to, I'm not going to do it. I'll tear an ACL.
Yeah.
But there's not that many indoor activities, other than going to a winery or the caves that we have.
Right.
So,
sitting at a bar.
To be able to offer another activity that is undercover, rain or shine,
right?
Family friendly that really people.
Lets you make a memorable weekend at the lake, even if the weather doesn't play ball. Because, yeah, you're right. Like Memorial Day weekend was great for indoor and off-water businesses this past weekend at Memorial Day, but it wasn't great for on water because it wasn't a great weekend to be on the water. Like offering more stuff for people to say, hey, let's go there and we'll actually have had like a really fun vacation at the lake is awesome.
You know, some of those mid-grade businesses that are water friendly or water oriented, like if it rains on 4th of July, like that hurts them terribly, you know, for Memorial Day and 4th of July. Mm-hmm. But we still want to offer things to the people who come and visit here. So that's kind of
where we're at.
Yeah.
Other than your escape rooms, which obviously, do you have any other escape rooms you've ever been to that are like especially memorable or ones that inspired you?
I've been to a couple of Niagara Falls that were really great. Okay. It was a mirrored room, so they had
– Oh, wow.
Well, it was two separate rooms. It was a bachelorette party that I was a part of, and we separated into two groups, but it was the exact same room, so they started at the exact same time. So you could
see who got out first.
See who gets out first. Now, we don't have the square footage for that. That one is a really good one. 13th Gate, I've read a ton about, which is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's one of the high-grade ones across the United States. We've done a couple in
Indianapolis.
But as far as the stuff in the state, I think, of course, I think ours are great. I've been to a bunch in Columbia and Springfield and Kansas City. And I've been very disappointed in a lot of those. Mm-hmm. I just don't think their quality of service is great. A couple of them are national chains that, again, you're not getting that mom and pop feeling, the I give a crap about every single detail.
You can tell in an escape room, it's interesting. You can tell. Yep. You can tell when all the details, I mean, even like we're talking about with the paintings and the East, when everything is like super intentional and came from some really creative, slightly crazy people's brains. No offense.
Crazy.
related.
Yeah, that are related. But yeah, you can tell when it's like your heart and soul was poured into it versus this was kind of a copy paste situation, right? So
And what I love, and I know, Drew, we've talked about this before, what we love, especially I love, we have a lot of family heirlooms within the rooms themselves, like, you know, grandma's couch, right? My grandfather's gun, and the same gun that I shot at, you know, my as an 18-year-old kid on our family lands that we sold that is able to provide some of the things that we got. The deer's in the room. Like it's just like a lot of just cool little mementos for us, you know. Yeah. And
that's what I mean.
Sentimental.
Sometimes I think even if people don't know those stories, you can just tell that there's heart and soul in a place. But then even telling the stories, that makes it even better.
Right.
So.
Right.
Best in the state as far as escape rooms would be the St. Louis escape at Soulard. I just
thought of that.
Had to get that off my
mind. Where is that at?
It's in Soulard. So if you're in St. Louis, it's on the south side. It's in a warehouse. It's where the darkness is. So on the bottom level, it's a haunted house during the haunted house time. But on top, I think he has like 9 or 10. His name's Larry. I know a couple of the builders that do a lot of his stuff. He has 3D printing. The room's aesthetics are just
cool.
Incredible. Dynamite.
Cool.
Yeah. They're dynamite.
That's fun.
So when he went and did that, he came back and he's just like, man, we got to elevate our rooms and we got to make them aesthetically
better,
pleasing, you know, because we want everybody to come in and get basically immersed, right?
Yeah.
Like we want people to be like, holy, like, I don't feel like I'm in a office building right now. Right. I mean, because it kind of looks like an office building, but we completely, you know, scrapped.
You're in a Pharaoh's tomb, whatever. Yeah.
It straight up looks, you know, pretty legit.
You guys have done a good job on that. I think it is very immersive. And I think just to round that whole idea out, the way that you have grown, your name still really fits well because it was Lake Escape because it's an escape room. But now, again, it's even more of a place to escape, not to escape from.
Sure.
Well, escape from the escape room and then escape to this place because you have the axe throwing and you have the food and all these different elements. And so it really becomes a place that when you are escaping to the lake,
you can escape from the lake.
You can escape from the lake to Lake Escape. Wow, that was not confusing at all. But it really, it's
full circle.
It's become a place to go and stay and be and enjoy. So I'm excited. I'm excited to do some axe throwing.
It's coming quick, so I hope to be open in the next couple weeks. So as long as we get our permit, we'll have you out there. You can do a live video out there with your microphones on.
All right, let's do it. Anything else that we forgot about or We'll remind people if they want to reserve an escape room or an axe throwing lane, right? That they should go to.
You can book online. It's www.lakeescapeloz.com.
Got it.
You can book your individual time, pay online. As soon as the axes are live, as soon as Hex Hollow are live, it's going to be on the website. You can go to Lake Escape Axes and Escapes on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as well.
Great. And yeah, booking online actually is a pretty frictionless experience.
It's easy.
And it's super easy.
It's the easiest thing to do.
It's better than calling in, but trying to figure, it's actually all right there. That was kind of nice when we did that. So
yep.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. And thanks, Evan and Drew.
Yeah.
For brothers. Coming
on. Brothers.
Brothers. Maybe. Yes. New information.
Brothers don't shake hands.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We've got a hug. Did we just become best friends?
Best friends.
Thank you guys for coming on. That
Appreciate
has
you.
Been our take on the lake. Y'all stay anchored, stay curious, and we'll see you soon.
See ya.